in the mission of the church? Are we willing to let life's most precious values be battered? Are we willing to let life's most precious values be starved and crucified by default? Are we willing to remain the silent majority? You see, the other option is that we will reach out and pick them up and hold them close to our hearts. You see, the time for commitment is not next year. The time for commitment is not next month or next week. The time for commitment is right now. Right now. Are we willing to step up and put others before ourselves? Are we willing to sacrifice some of our luxuries by giving our time and our talents and our tithe to help those who need us so deeply? Are we willing to speak out when we see injustices taking place? You see, as we think about our lives in this world, I would like to leave you with the words of a song of one of Jamie and my favorite Christian groups in the 90s. They're called Truth. The chorus goes like this. What if we've fallen to the bottom of a well, thinking we've risen to the top of a mountain? What if we're knocking at the gates of hell, thinking we're heaven bound? What if we spend our lives thinking of ourselves when we should have been thinking of each other? What if we reach up and touch the ground to find we're living life upside down? The life that our culture calls us to live and the life that Jesus calls us to live are total opposites. What's going to be your choice? Are we going to choose to live a life of service and through this church give the love and the hope and the healing that is so needed in this community? Individually, are we going to go to our jobs, go to the grocery store, go wherever we go, and be that one shining light in the room that can give everybody hope? That someone you don't even realize is in the room can look at you and go, man, I want what she has. God has empowered us to be that person. Matter of fact, all of us and anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior has that power in their life. All we have to do is live it. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Do you really believe what you believe? Holy God, we thank you so much for this day. We give you praise, God, for the opportunity to come together and worship you on this holiday weekend. We ask for your protection to be upon us, God, but also, and even more importantly, we ask that you anoint us in such a way to wake us up to the people that are in need around us. Anoint us so that we can be that light in their life, so that through us you can shine, God, so that you can bring hope and healing to broken people, so that you can let them know through us that they are loved and that they are important and that you love them so very much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.